Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for joining us for live paranormal radio. From the paranormal to the unexplained, it all happens here.
It all happens here.
Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in our live video chat 24/7 with our live paranormal radio show host and other like-minded people. Live. Paranormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by Full Interaction Media. Stop by now and join the fun.
Stop by now and join the fun.
All right, it's Thursday night, 8 p.m. That means you are live with Dave and Jim, Keystone State Paranormal Society. We are penetrating the veil. This week, we are going to discuss a couple things. We have coming up this Friday, the world's largest ghost hunt. Keystone State has graciously accepted an invitation to be the host team for Terry and Amanda Thomas at the Haunted Trails of Gettysburg. So you can get the Shindig app and find out how to log in and watch our feed from there. We also will have a live stream on our Facebook channel that you can view as well. This is global. This is big. The last numbers I heard was somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 to 8 million people worldwide.
I was even hearing numbers larger than that.
Really?
Yeah. But we'll see. The real key is that anybody who's been involved with this the previous 2 years is it looks like the sponsors and the creators of the event have really gone out of their way this year to try to upscale the whole experience.
Right.
And they've done that from a number of changes. From what I understand, Dave's the one who's been doing all the direct work with this. But for those who are familiar with the show Live PD, the police department, and the way they sort of organize it, they have a number of teams in the field, and then they go to the cam where something's going on. That's pretty much the way this is going to be directed. Am I correct with that?
Yeah, they have a command center that there will be people manning the command center. I think if you just log in to view the main command, like I said, the command center, you'll get their feed, and what will happen is each team in the field at all these various locations will have their Shindig app on their cell phone running, and if activity becomes heightened, something spectacular starts to happen, all we have to do is hit a button, which is basically a hand, and it raises in the command center, letting them know this location has some real high activity, and then they will bring that live feed up for everyone to see.
You know, now that you mention it, too, remind me, we want to charge all of our battery extenders and stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
So we can, and absolutely, we'll get our super one we have now, make sure that's at full charge so that we can maintain the integrity of the cell phones.
Right.
From what we're planning from our end of it, we've got Mike Simpson coming in from Columbus, Ohio to assist. Dave will be taking a team. Mike will be taking a team, and I'll be taking a team. And we'll all be breaking off, so we'll have like three different feeds from the Haunted Trails of Gettysburg. And we will have some merging at times as well.
Right.
But we'll be doing like three separate investigations occurring at the same time.
Right, because of the amount of people that would be there, I think if I'm not mistaken, if they've sold out, I think it's going to be 25 people, which obviously is way too many in one location. So we'll break them into smaller groups and have them in different areas so we're not contaminating each other's evidence.
And the really good news,
they'll round robin and rotate the locations.
Is the Lord looks like he sent us a blessing. We've been having monsoon season here in Pennsylvania. And it's raining actually tonight.
Right.
And that rain is supposed to stop early in the morning we're supposed to have drying conditions throughout the day Friday, and Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. They're calling for beautiful fall weather, sunny weather, no rain, looks like mid-70s. The evenings will be in the mid-50s. So we're really getting a break. For this thing to be at its maximum effect, we really needed some nice weather to be able to work the trails.
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did, because 25 people is way too many for that basement.
And all along, the idea has been to preserve the integrity of the investigation.
Of course.
And I want to shout out kudos to both Terry and Amanda, who've been priming the spirits to the nth degree.
Yes, they have.
For this event, all the feedbacks we've been getting are that the spirits are very much wanting to communicate with us. They have in the past. I don't think we've ever had difficulty connecting with the spirits.
No. Well, now, what we have had is a variety of spirits.
Right. Well,
we've gone from injured Confederate soldiers to regimented and lined Union soldiers to children to what we now believe are the spirit of escaped slaves in the basement. We had made some contact with them while you were gone.
Okay. And we were picking up on other children.
Yeah.
Even before I left.
Oh, the little boy that Haley had made contact with, yes.
So one of the things we're theorizing is occurring is the spirits recognizing there's active communication going on. We're drawing spirits.
Especially with Haley on site, who they have come to accept that she can really interact with them in a special way that we don't have the ability to do, and it really has drawn them to her and then, in essence, us as a team.
So we'll have Haley will be assisting in all of this, and is Janet going to be? Haley going to be working with Janet?
Well, that I don't know, because the way this is going to have to work, I have to create a login for your cell phone and for Mike's. So each of us will have a site stream on the Shindig app. I would be site one, you would be site two, Mike would be site three, but they will all be at the Haunted Trails, just in different areas.
Right.
So we will have technically three Shindig feeds from one location. So with that, I've made Haley an administrator on our Facebook page, so she on her phone can do the live stream, and she will roam between the three groups.
I'm just wondering what we can do is maybe Amanda can use her cell phone to assist Haley and maybe be the communication line to Janet for Haley.
That's entirely possible. Now, I don't know. Maybe their daughter Sam would be able to be in contact with, or Sam. Use her cell phone to do the live stream for the Haunted Trails page, and then Amanda could use hers to be in contact and relay messages from
Haley and Janet seem to work real well together.
Yes, they have a very special link. They absolutely do.
Each other's things, so that would be good. We can discuss that aspect of it. We do think we're actually drawing in other spirits that weren't initially presenting there. Also, I will refer you to go to the Haunted Trails face. Is that on their Facebook page?
Haunted Trails of Gettysburg on Facebook.
And there's some really neat photographs.
Yep, there's a photograph that was just put up a week or so ago that one of the women who was there for the event that Paranormal Inc. had, and what it was the picture of what looks to be a little girl peeking around the tree, and it's right near Mary's grave.
And on that same thing, there's also, you'll see this white light that's sort of in an arcing thing. We've often referred to those as rotational orbs, where the orb is vibrating between two points and almost creates like I call it a white band-aid effect. I've picked up some pictures of that myself in the past. So some impressive shots. And did Jim ever post his, Jim Houston?
He may have that. I don't know.
Jim, we were there, I guess it's going on a month ago now, but we were there with Jim Houston, and he got some partial apparitions, didn't he, that night?
Yeah, he got some. He also got some that were just kind of missed.
Yeah.
He also got some that were bugs, and, you know, Jim's a big orb guy. That's completely up to each individual's interpretation, but he did have some that were crystal clear, and he would take a series of three shots. The first one was clear, the second one was completely missed up, and the third one was clear. And Jim doesn't smoke.
Right.
And he was wandering by himself, so it wasn't anyone that was blowing smoke in the camera, you know.
So we've got that, and then we've got a lot of really good news going forward.
Yeah, and I was just about to mention that. Apparently, Terry and Amanda have got some backers that have some income that they would love to invest.
And these were people that Terry and them, and as well as ourselves, met at the Gettysburg Bash.
Right. And so they are assisting Terry and Amanda with the upkeep of the trails, helping them clean up the trails because, as is common in wooded areas, there's trash that still needs to get cleaned up, some broken glass that was thrown around the woods. We want to deepen the trails further into the woods, and they are backing us financially for doing that.
And what, Amanda, were they close to 10 acres there, 9 acres?
8.
8, okay.
Seven and a half, 8 acres.
It's a lot of acres.
Yeah, and there's plenty of room for parking on one side of the house, and actually there will be some people who are partaking of the event Saturday night that will actually be camping on the property as well.
Right. And about 3/4 of the property is wooded.
Yes.
And then one thing we want to be sure to do this Saturday is work the soybean field.
Yes, as long as
we can work the edge of that.
We can go to the edge, yeah,
right.
But we can't.
Yeah, we're not going to get in the field.
Right, because that is not part of their property.
Right.
And I think us doing it that first time at the bash, that was kind of a one-time thing, and it was actually requested by the spirits in the field. They had actually, using dowsing rods, they hand-selected myself to be their ambassador.
They're there.
They're absolutely there.
And it's, I think we all have the same impression that it's opposing forces for what's
yes.
on the other side of that road.
Right. And these backers, and as soon as I find the information on them, I will put it up on our Facebook page. I don't know their names. They also own several properties in York that Terry is, I guess, working for them, doing the upkeep, minor repairs, and things like that. And they also have a storefront in downtown Gettysburg. And the lady wants to sell antiques out of it. And she is asking Terry if he wants to sell some of the artifacts that he found on the property through the store as well. And I advised him that before he does anything like that, he should at least have someone who knows their value have them appraised.
Yeah.
You don't want to sell something for $30 that's worth $350, you know. But one of the cool things is they have made a banner to display in the front window for the Haunted Trails of Gettysburg. And some of these properties that they have access to, there is reported activity, and they want it investigated. And when they mentioned it to Terry and Amanda, they both said, we don't do any investigation without Keystone. So they have invited us to be their primary investigative team to do a number of new properties, some in York, some in Gettysburg, and they want to have us display our banner in the storefront as well. So
there's a possibility we'll be doing, coming up in the new year, might have a couple different tour sites going on. Where
speaking of which, the other one you have with, in addition to the Thaddeus Stevens House.
Yes. First off, I don't know if you've mentioned it. We've got the new dates for 2019 Gettysburg Bash.
Right.
If you haven't marked it on your calendar, let's put it down now. July 26th, 27th, and 28th, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Gettysburg, is the third annual Gettysburg Bash. It looks to be, in many ways, this thing's expanding year by year. I think they're increasing the number of vendors this year to 90, I think.
Yes.
Sam and they were saying.
That was the news that I had heard.
We're actually planning on having two booths. We're going to put them side by side. One will be our standard KSPS, and I guess we'll have a format like last year with evidence and meet and greets.
And, you know, this year we may actually have some kind of swag for sale, shirts, bumper stickers, that type of thing. And any money, that's the one thing that everybody needs to know. Jim and I do not make a profit off of any monies we earn doing this. It goes to buying new equipment, upkeep of current equipment, and to pay the fees to get into some of the locations we investigate, because most of them are not free.
Right.
So, but
in addition to that, we're looking at getting another booth to have a number of our sensitives and mediums there. We've got, early on, it looks like we have a couple from the West Coast coming in to be a part of this. So we've expanded our horizons for this. We have the Thaddeus Stevens House for next year's Gettysburg Bash. We have had a number of requests by various presenters. I know Richard Estef, who wrote the definitive work on the Fairfield Inn, he's already
right.
requested if he could get in on an evening event at the house. So we don't know exactly how we'll work that up, but we're going to have some investigations there. And those property owners have secured another location about a mile from the house in Gettysburg. And while the house itself is rather recent, it happens to be located on a section where the Confederate troops came through and picked charge, a number of the Confederate troops. So we'll be doing an investigation there as well. And, of course, we'll be probably running an investigation at the Haunted Trails.
Right.
So it looks like we'll sort of have our hands full that weekend.
Absolutely. And also coming in the next year, as time and dates are available, we will be offering combination tours. And by combination tours, I mean you pay one price and you stay at the Thaddeus Stevens on one night, and then you do the Haunted Trails the next night.
Right.
And both locations you will be able to stay in. So the price you pay will not only be for the investigation, but will be for your lodging as well. Now, the Haunted Trails will be a camp-out type of thing, should you choose to stay that second night.
Right. They're not really set up to accommodate.
Yeah, exactly. But they have plenty of open field for tents and in the parking area, if you have, say, a pop-up camp or something like that and you prefer that, I'm sure they wouldn't have a problem with that either.
And on the Thaddeus Stevens House, the owner of that has graciously agreed to be accommodative to the paranormal community. And so in their off-season, where Gettysburg's not in as high demand,
right.
They're looking at lowering their normal rates that they charge for access. Now, the Thaddeus Stevens does have lodging accommodation.
Yes, three bedrooms plus a couch in the main level parlor.
So,
full bath.
To maintain the integrity of that investigation, since it is just an old log cabin, we sort of feel that a six-person investigation sort of gives one the best experience and maintains the integrity.
Right.
So we're looking at wrapping something up as a weekend. So
yes.
We'd be doing one. So actually we could probably operate two different groups and just shift off nights.
Yeah.
One night would
be... Well, if you could do, say, a 12-man weekend, you could have six at the Thaddeus Stevens, six at the Trails on the same night, and then the next night you would flip.
Yep. Yeah, so we'll, as those details are worked out and we get a sort of a finalized thing, we'll post that. And for those who are in reasonable distance of getting to Gettysburg, we'll certainly make that available. I know a number of paranormal teams have expressed real interest in that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we certainly will work for them. And this will be, it's a reasonable price. We're basically looking at maintaining the facilities and things like that. Nobody's going to the banks on these. But I think we've got two extraordinary sites here. They're both rather fresh in regards to Gettysburg. It's not like people have been investigating for years. And it's been our experience at both that we have a high level of intelligence and the spirits seem to be very communicable.
Yeah, not to say there's none, but very little of the activity we've encountered at either location is residual. Most of this is highly intelligent, very interactive, and very engaged with the line of questioning. I know specifically the Thaddeus Stevens house, we believe that we have on several occasions made contact with Thaddeus himself. And I can tell you this, when Jim starts talking history and stroking his ego, boy, does he love to run his mouth. He loves to hear himself talk, doesn't he?
He does.
And we're talking direct response to questions through the Fastenal box and other equipment. So that's what we have starting this weekend and going into the new year. We've got some other engagements coming up.
October's loaded.
Right.
We've got October 13th. Dave may be doing something the first week of October. That's still undecided. But October 13th is a definite.
Yeah.
We're doing the Benton Farms in
Walton, Kentucky.
And also, just to remind you, that evening, before we do the at 7 o'clock, we're going to be guests of Cisco.
Okay.
On her show.
So we will contact her and be guests on Cisco Murdoch's show live from the Benton Family Farms.
Live from the Benton Farms.
Speaking of Cisco, she will be calling in the next few minutes, in case you're not familiar with her. Cisco Murdoch, who is a very gifted sensitive, very in tune with the Native American side of the spirit world, and also the host of the Journey Through the Gate Paranormal podcast. You can look them up on Facebook. They have they're part of the Conflict radio station through YouTube, which is really, really big. We were gracious enough to have a friend of hers who will be with us at the bash this coming year, Tammy Knighton from Oregon. Washington State. Was watching our Facebook show and contacted Cisco and said, you got to watch these guys, and we just hit it off since. So she will be coming on in the next few minutes to discuss her new book.
Right.
And she gave you the name of that, didn't she?
She did give me the name. You talk a second, I'll get my sheet.
Okay, so she's just finished her new book. It's getting through the editing and proofreading stages now. There is some information in there about the experiences we all shared at the Haunted Trails of Gettysburg on the first night of the Battlefield Bash. So you can, once that becomes available to the public, you can pick that up, and I'm sure it makes for a good read. This woman is extremely gifted, extremely talented.
She blessed me with being able to read a number of the pages, and it's a fascinating read. Cisco, we got to do investigation with her at the Haunted Trails. She's very gifted at connecting with the spirits, and it was really sort of fascinating to see how they warmed up to her and communicated. Her book coming out is named We're All Children in the Wilderness of the Afterlife. And it's not just the Gettysburg experience. Although she relates since she first went to Gettysburg when she was 12 years old. And from that point on, she's always been pulled into there. She has a really neat way of describing the activity of the spirits there, the sort of sets the stage. She has that actual very good writing style. And there were a number of pages I read that were quite riveting. So anyhow, she's written that will be coming out soon, and she's actually expanding. I think she had talked to me today about she may be even having a radio show coming out on mainline radio. So she's really very engaged in all of this, and she will be coming in for the bash in July. So we'll have her with us. Also in October, after the Benton Farms, we have at least one, if not maybe two more, even Saturday evenings we're doing the trails, I believe. I know that that Saturday, the last Saturday in October, I forget the date.
Well, I know we're having the Paranormal Fair here in Chambersburg with Ghost Pit. I believe it's the 27th.
27th.
And after that Saturday night, we will be having an after party, mini investigation, but mostly like a meet and greet after party at the Haunted Trails.
Okay.
With Ernie and Dave from Paranormal Inc.
Okay.
So if you contact the Haunted Trails through their Facebook page, find out tickets availability for that. The question I have for you, Jim, is, we'll have Cisco, we'll have Tammy at the bash. Is Janet going to be able to make it east?
I hope so. I haven't really spoke to her recently, but
okay.
I think I sent her the dates already and stuff, so we'll
okay.
see.
So hopefully we'll have Janet there as well, and it'll be, wow, that's even more than a trifecta when you add Haley in the mix. That's,
right. No,
that's
I
four
said,
gifted
we'll,
women right there.
We'll have a serious table. Maybe.
Yes, we will.
And then right going from the end of October into November, then that very next weekend we'll be in Posttown, Ohio.
Posttown is in Middletown, Ohio.
Middletown, Ohio.
Posttown Elementary.
And we'll be doing Friday, Saturday night investigation, and Saturday night's the big paradise.
Saturday is the expose and the activities for the SuperCon. But Friday and Saturday night, we will be part of the investigation team at the Posttown Elementary
School. And that's
school.
Being sponsored by Nikki and Rob
of Live Paranormal.
Yep. So we want to throw out a shout for them on that.
Yeah, and if you find yourself in the area that Saturday, I believe that's the 3rd, because it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, yeah, the 3rd. Stop by. Posttown is an amazing place when it comes to activity. I've been there twice. Jim's been there once, and both times, both of us were blown away at the level of activity. And Daryl and Brenda Wisman, who own and upkeep the elementary school there, are really, really good people. This is not just something they do for money. They live in this place. That is their home. They grew up there, and their children grew up there. So, yeah, that's definitely something. If you're in that area, try to stop over and check things out.
Now is that?
So I do believe that our guest is in. So let's see.
Hello,
Cisco.
Hey.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you tonight?
We are doing great. How are you?
Just fine. Thank you for all the kind words there.
No problem. Just for anybody who's just tuning in, on the line now with us, we have our guest, Cisco Murdoch, gifted, sensitive, and dear friend.
Yeah, no, she, we got to meet at the bash, and she presented us some lovely gifts that we have them on display in the house here. And I have a personal debt of gratitude to Cisco. She's an herbalist among many things, and seeing back in July how I was struggling, and she recommended me an herbal medicine for the arthritis in my back, and I am a changed man. Still works under every day. So I have a debt of gratitude to Cisco for that, and I have passed that along to a number of people for that. One of those pass along gifts.
Isn't that wonderful? It's a chain of healing.
Yeah.
And I couldn't be more thrilled to know that you feel better. I can see it in your face, and I saw it when we were in Gettysburg, and I just couldn't be more thrilled. I'm just so glad you trusted me enough to try it. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, I think I'm stockpiled to like a year's supply.
You know, when that thing Survivor came out, my son would always ask me, what would you take, what, you know, among the 10 things you can take with me? I guarantee you I would be taking a huge supply of that stuff.
Yes. Because
it
yes,
does so
I,
many
I,
things.
I,
it's such a good thing. Yeah.
It's
Mother Nature's kitchen, though. So it's, you know, all the thanks goes to the herb and back to the earth, that's for sure. I just passed along the info, so. You know, and I stay busy. You know, you guys got your tree of life, and I made those for you with separate gemstones in it. And each gemstone group that was chosen for each of you individually, you know, for protection and clarity and communication with spirit and just all kinds of just sort of meditation gemstones and stuff. And that's what the tree of life is. And, you know, just also to show that we're really all, you know, connected. You know how I feel about spirits, you know, that just goes for people too, you know?
Yeah, yep, absolutely.
Yep. And just so you know, my warrior's heart has not left my keychain.
Absolutely wonderful. Yeah, that's awesome. I'm so glad because that's it, you know, especially when you're out there in Gettysburg, you're dealing with warriors, you know? And we know how, you know, in our own way, how that feels. And that's a whole reason. And I thank you so much for the kind words, James. I let James read the chapter about Gettysburg because I wanted him to know that Keystone State Paranormal Society was mentioned in there. And, you know, just your hearts are so deep into Gettysburg and the understanding of it. And you've got to meet me so you know how I am. And now, James, you can kind of see why I'm so connected to Gettysburg a little bit, can't you?
I absolutely can, yeah.
Yep.
And I think next year's going to be even bigger and better because you're going to get a chance to stop over at the Thaddeus Stevens house and see how that goes.
Yeah, I'm really interested.
Wonderful.
Spirits interact with you there. I think that'll be pretty amazing.
And
well,
Haley,
I think I had a few with me.
No. Haley said she wants you to know she's listening too, and she wants you to know she wears the amethyst that you gave her every day, and with her rainbow moonstone and her motivite that Jim gave her.
That's awesome, because that's, you know, protection, that's clarity, that's, you know, so many things. You know, when you're dealing with energy, you might as well go to the source, you know, the earth and everything. Like I said, you're so connected. You know, we tend to forget about that. Sometimes, but boy, when you get connected, I was just had a gentleman on one of my episodes yesterday, Dan Baldwin, who does, he uses a pendulum, and he is within in a group, and he's out there in Arizona, talks to a lot of cowboy and minor spirits and stuff like that. And he says it's until he got the chemistry with the people he was walking with, now everywhere they go, it's long conversations. They're crossing over, you know, spirit, and it's just everything changed. It's a lot to do with chemistry, and I think that we all had that. You know, it's like playing in a band. You know, if you don't have chemistry, the music's going to sound awful. I think this is the same thing. So, you know, anything that I did that night or that we did that night, we did it with each other's energy and the intent and going in there for the same reason, and that was with respect and wanting to try to help at least communicate with them and let them know we were honoring them. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
Yeah, I think the chemistry was fantastic. I mean, I just sort of thought we were certainly, we were stronger than our parts. In other words, the summation
The sum of the whole was stronger than our parts.
Yep.
Absolutely. And I know we're going to get together, I think it's the 13th of October, with Mike Simpson and, you know, you, Dave, and Haley, and Jim. We're all going to get together and do a whole episode on my show about what happened in Gettysburg and what each one of our vantage points was. If we've got any kind of evidence, you know, we can try to bring it there. I know you guys are so busy. My gosh. You guys took off like rockets.
yeah, we did. But at that night, we will actually be when we're live with you that night, it'll actually be from the Benton Family Farms in Walton, Kentucky. So we'll be on a live investigation at the time.
Wow. It's just going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. I know my listeners are looking forward to it. You know, I haven't said too much about what happened in Gettysburg that night. In fact, even in the book, I kind of left it like a cliffhanger because, you know, I wanted to make sure I had all your vantage points correct. That's the important thing to me in the book. It happened the way I said everything in the book happened. It happened that way because it's so important to me to have a book with stories in it that is as accurate as possible so other people who have experience can say, yes, I heard that sound, or yes, that's the way the mist, you know, happened when I saw something, whatever it is, the crackling sound or the popping sound, whatever it is, because that way they can match it to their experience and know that they're not alone and help maybe if they need to try to categorize it in their own mind, they can maybe do it that way. So that's the way my book is written. It's I know you gave the name of it. Can I give the name again?
Absolutely.
Okay. It's called We Are All Children in the Wilderness of the Afterlife. And it's called a Guided Tour Through a Haunted Life. And the way the book is written, I start off in the beginning telling you I don't have the answers. You know, all I can do is tell you what happened to me, and then, you know, you put it through your own filter and, you know, your open mind and see what you think happened. But I tell a little bit of the experiences that I've had throughout my lifetime, and then co-written kind of with Steve Stockton, who is an author of Strange Things in the Woods and My Strange Life and a whole bunch of other books. Him and I have this conversation style where I'll tell a story and that he'll say, that reminds me of the time the lizard ran up my daddy's leg and he was jumping all over the place and my mom did this. He's just a wonderful storyteller and very into, you know, anything strange and odd and uncanny and ghosts and monsters, you name it. So I told him, I said, you come in behind my chapter and whatever it reminds you of or whatever stories you want to take, you know, or you want to, any words you want to say about what happened to me or your thoughts or ideas, bring them in and put them underneath. So it's kind of, he's walking with us through the whole tour and it's kind of interesting. I like the way that it's all come out. It should be out the week before Halloween, you know, it'll be available on Kindle and we're keeping it real low. It's going to be real low so everybody can get it and just enjoy these stories and enjoy some real good ghost stories that are in there. So thank you guys so much for being in it. And let me talk about it tonight. It's wonderful because it is really the last frontier. You know, it's the wilderness. We all really don't know. And, you know, everybody really wants to understand a little bit more about, you know, what happens after this, you know. And are my loved ones okay?
And for the portions I was able to read through, again, Cisco is a very talented writer. She really brings you into it in a state that you almost feel like you're there. You can sort of, if you've had any contact with the paranormal or those moments that just don't seem to be normal, you sort of can reflect on that, the way she writes it. And I think it'll cause people to think of their own life and those moments they've had. And a lot of times people are connecting with spirit and they just don't realize it for what it is. And I think your book will really help people sort of realize that. Our spirit's always out there. It's always among us. Mm-hmm. I think we have a lot of familiar spirits or loved ones who have passed over or there to support us in our trials and tribulations. But so mm-hmm. often up in the here and now and sort of get distracted by the noise of living in the mortal realm that we just don't realize the spirit. And sometimes just being able to step back in that, you really pick up. And I think in the reading I did, I could really pick up on that. I could very much relate to that.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much for saying so. I mean, he read a rough copy, too, and I hated having to send it to him because it still had all the you know, dings and bangs in it and stuff before it went to the editor and stuff, because I was rushed finishing that last chapter. And the chapter, of course, is about Gettysburg and my experiences there and how it pulls me and all these different things. But the experience that I had Halloween night, you know, I know I've told you guys the story, but when we went out there and I was able to communicate the first time with dousing rods with these soldiers and they were listening. And as I was talking, the group just grew and more were standing in front of me. And then just to have them very slowly talking them through, you know, what they were going through and trying to get them out of that mindset of war and battle and loss and hurt and pain, and then bring them into the energy of love again and connect them with their loved ones was just, if I never do anything else in my lifetime, I think that was worth it, just living, just helping them, you know? I mean, it's just,
yeah.
I can't imagine them being stuck. And you guys know, as many times as you've gone out there and other battlefields and everything else, you've felt it. You know, you've talked to them. You've had your own experiences. And it's quite an amazing thing. It really is.
Well, and you know what's weird is, and I don't want to give too much away again, but it was so weird from my point of view because the role that I play on 99.9% of our investigations was absolutely not needed that night. And I really just kind of felt out, you know. I felt like I don't even need to be here. And then the next thing across the street happened. And it absolutely validated my necessity. And I was so glad that the Rods chose me. And I was so honored to have that role there. You know what I mean? It was like I doubted myself for just a hint of a second. And then Spirit reminded me, oh, no, you've got a purpose here, too. We just haven't told you what it is yet.
Exactly. And, you know, I can tell you there was a lot more to that, Dave, and I'll save all of that for our episode if you like. But I can tell you that while you were standing out there, I was getting, okay, basically, everything out there is so chaotic. It's going to take there in a circle and create a vortex of love energy and white light to get a lot of them to go. But a lot of them will leave. But some of them that understood and were communicating with you have to actually go work as a liaison between you and the rest of the team and the people that were out there, Mike and James and Haley, and then go to get the others because they're not going to leave them. And they're more a little bit more erratic in their energy. It's going to take a little time. So next time we go back, I think maybe that might be someplace we need to go. You know, we might have to go a couple of times. And that's just the way it is. You know, it's like therapy in some ways. You know, you're not going to convince somebody in, you know, 15 minutes. You know, sometimes it's going to take a little bit more time to talk to them and get them to trust us to let them know. And then we'll, you know, we'll call their loved ones and anybody else who wants to come over to see if they can talk to them too. But
before that October 13th date, Cisco, I'll make a concerted effort once Saturday is passed to work on those files, and I'll probably just send you a memory stick in the mail with a number of those clips downloaded and some information about them. So when we, in other words, I guess to make expedite things. Since we'll be on the road doing calling, you can just pull up those clips in your computer, and we can play them. Then you can play them, and then we can discuss them.
Yeah, that'll be awesome. It'll be awesome. And plus, too, just you know, like Dave had a certain vantage point about that, you know, and everything that happened. It'd be really nice to let people know some of the things that happened. It's so hard for people to believe because, you know, we've all got the stories of where, you know, one team will go in and they get absolutely nothing, and then 2 hours later another team goes in and they get all kinds of hits and all kind of connections. And people sometimes don't realize it has mostly to do with energy and intent. You know, not that the other team had bad energy, but if a spirit doesn't connect with someone there, you know, like the little girl connected with you and Dave, or Anna connects with you, you know, there's certain.
We experienced that firsthand. We were in Ohio, and we went to the James Thurber House.
Mm-hmm.
And there was another couple investigative groups there. And so we broke off, several of us, the other groups went to the Thurber House at the time we went to the Thurber Center next door, which is a modern facility, so it doesn't have the historic aspects. But for some reason, it is haunted. And we were expecting to find the spirits of those. It was a huge asylum for
yeah.
Columbus, Ohio in its day.
Prior to them building the Thurber House and the Thurber Center, on that property and almost an entire city block was an asylum for the mentally and criminally insane.
Yeah.
And it had caught on fire, and
a number
of inmates had perished, and I think a handful of staff, but
yeah.
mostly the inmates. So we went there with the guys that we were expecting to run into those and got absolutely none of it.
None of that. But what we got was children running amok. The spirit children were in there in such droves and playing games and excited. And we were there a good 2 hours plus. And the whole time, I mean, we were just, it was like alive, every place. And we were just, it was amazing. So the time came, we switched. They went back to the Thurber Center. We went to the Thurber House. And then we were getting stuff at the Thurber House. It was, you know, different energies. It was fascinating. When we all got back together, we're like, well, how did you do over there? And it was dead. They got nothing. And, I mean,
yeah.
it literally went from the kids jumping and going nuts and playing games and singing songs to they went
mm-hmm.
over and got nothing. And here, the one member of the one group came out, and it was his belief, and I'm not knocking him for it, but it was his belief that there are no ghosts of children, that children all pass. And so if you come into a spirit that identifies itself as a child, they believe it's satanic and it's evil.
Yeah. Right.
And neither Dave or I believe that at all. I
don't either.
I come into many bright lights of children that have passed and come back. And so spirits knew, you know, like they don't even believe I exist, or they believe me as this evil entity. So why should I associate with it? And
it's not only that, but the energy actually pushes it away. You know what I mean? It pushes it away. Just the same way that if a group of people are sitting and doing, like, whatever you want to call it, a seance or a Ouija board or whatever, you can call in if they have that energy or fear or whatever might be going on, you're going to draw that lower, you know, that lower vibration. And it's just the way it is. I mean, I don't understand how much, well, I do understand it, but, you know, science will start screaming, you know, well, you can't scientifically prove. There's more natural science to the supernatural and to the paranormal via energy and connection and vibration and frequency. Do you see what I mean? And, you know,
yeah.
I guess it's just because you can't make it happen and repeat over and over and over again so they can do, like that kind of clinical study.
And the governance and all that is that spirit has to be the energy that wants to connect. I mean, for as much as we'd love to be able to go in and guarantee we can connect with spirit and all that, we can't.
Mm-hmm.
Spirit has to want to connect with us. And I think, and Dave and I think, we're both on target with this. Well, I mean, in our beliefs, we believe the same thing, that if you present yourself honestly and openly and also in a setting where you're non-threatening, that's when energy, and it takes a while. It takes a while for it to warm up to you. But it starts to recognize you. I mean, we're actually getting number of places now where the spirits are asking where I'm at, or they're even familiar with the equipment I'm running. When somebody else wants that equipment, they're questioning what's going on.
I was in the basement of the Thomas property of the Haunted Trails. Haley and I were down there, and I was running the Phasma box, and it came up and said, "Where's James?" And we said, well, he's out in California visiting his son, and then this came up and said, his machine. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll just shut it down because it shouldn't be on here.
And I can tell you right now, I know who that spirit was. I'm just saying,
I'm
know who that spirit
you.
Was. Yeah.
Spirit just phases. It truly does.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
wow.
It does. Well, look, James, in that little piece that you read out of that one chapter, how many times did I ask the spirit, read my intent and know that I am telling you the truth? You can't hide anything from them. And then by saying that, I allowed them to read my energy. I offered it to them, you know, as far as reading it. You see what I mean? I gave them permission to look at my energy and know that I was telling the truth. Coming at these people, in our case, you know, you're talking Civil War era, you know. How many times that night we were in Gettysburg, I said, first, wait a minute, I got to spend the first 5 minutes apologizing for wearing pants here. Give me a minute. You know, because, you know, they looked at women wearing pants like they couldn't even understand, for the ones that could see you standing there. And I know that sounds so silly, but it's the truth, because it's disrespectful, first of all, you know. But I have to remind them of how many women, there was over 2,000 that they know of that disguised themselves as men and fought along with their husbands or boyfriends or brothers or, you know. And several were found in Gettysburg. Yeah.
Several got compensation after the war. You know, they had to prove that, you know, and several times it was discovered that the individual was a woman when they got wounded. And the doctors had to address their wives to find they bind their bosoms and other kind of things so that their sex was sort of disguised.
Yep, that's absolutely true. Several died in Gettysburg. So, you know, I remember when I spoke to them the first time at the witness tree in Gettysburg, as soon as I said that, they calmed down a little bit and they said, yes, we know, you know, that they knew that that was happening. The guys helped, you know, keep them safe, you know, because if you let them, you know, some of that crowd know that you're a woman, you know, other things would happen, and they kind of protected them a little, but they respected them for what they were doing. So that way they respected me a little bit for what I was doing too. So it's huge, and it all depends on how you go about it and everything, you know. That's the same no matter where you go, but you really have to think about who is it that you're speaking to, and you try to adjust what you're doing to that era and that person. You know, if you're in a place that has multiple people from multiple places, you just have to kind of sort of take them one at a time, you know. And that goes as far as like taking pictures and everything else. I mean, I've been around, you know, Native Americans. There's not that many. People often ask, why don't we see so much, you know, Native American spirit? And a lot of times it's residual. Some it's, you know, visitation where they've crossed and come back to watch over a piece of land or something sacred to them or something along those lines, because their spirituality was just different. They didn't have a lot of that stuff to hold you down, if you know what I mean, in a lot of cases. Every, you know, it's an individual as you can get, but that's a large part of it. Of course, the massacres and things like that, that was a little bit different. You'll get a lot of that, but you just really kind of have to, you know, trim it, you know, for each different place or different person that you're talking to, you know. And I know you guys always walk in with respect. That's the first thing that you guys say. Mike Simpson is an awesome addition, and Haley. As far as everybody goes in with that same thing, it's not like you have to get together and go, okay, this is what we're doing here. It's already known, and that's huge, you know. And I think a lot more groups are starting to do that. I mean, when we were in Gettysburg Bash, almost every paranormal, I mean, Elite and, you know, so many other ones, Twisted people, they're all kind of taking that type of approach on now. I think we're finally coming out of a lot of that provoking and demanding, just, you know, being rude and coming at everything like gangbusters. I think we're coming away from that. I hope we are.
Yeah, I do too. Well, listen, I want to thank you for calling in.
Thank you, babe.
Once again, would you give us the name of your book?
Sure. It is We Are All Children in the Wilderness of the Afterlife, A Guided Tour Through a Haunted Life. And, of course, you can hear me on Journey Through the Gate, Paranormal Portal Podcast, on all the podcatchers, on Conflict Radio YouTube, and now on Black Swamp Radio Network. And the episode that you guys are on is going through the roof. The downloads are incredible, and, you know, the views and listens across the board. There are people in Uruguay listening to KSDS. I guarantee it. Singapore,
wow.
For Pete's sake. Singapore.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's amazing.
Well, listen, you have a wonderful weekend, and thank you so much. And as always, a pleasure talking, Cisco, and give our best to everyone.
I will. I love you guys. Good night, Dave. Good night, Haley. And I hope Mike's listening. I love you all, and have a wonderful, blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So that was Cisco. We thank her for calling in. And like I said, I think you'll really be interested in her book. It's different. It runs with a special flavor. I mean, I have a Dave will tell you, I've got a library of ghost books. We got ghost books, and
you name it, we've either got it or read it and got rid of it.
Yeah, and her book is it's a different bend. It's very good. I think it really does a great job of connecting you to the spirit and gives you a feeling for being there with the spirit.
It's such a unique writing style that it's almost where you can kind of close your eyes and imagine yourself being out there with us, you know, or with her or wherever she's at. You know? So.
Now, this Thursday coming up, Dave's going to have to be doing his show again by himself because I'm getting in my busy stage where I have to handle my account. Somebody's got to pay for all this paranormal stuff. So, anyhow, I've got actually two jobs on Thursday, and I won't even be coming home here. So Dave will be here with the two-hour format next week, and I don't know.
I may be here.
And you
I
may
be
on the road. On site somewhere. So he'll give announcements on that, and I guess we might have some clips or something from this Saturday. So, again, you want to run through where they can do the viewing?
Yeah. If you go to Facebook and you look up, let me pull up the exact name of it. I believe it is World's Largest Ghost Hunt, but if you go to Facebook, look up World's Largest Ghost Hunt, and there is a page that is the page where you can find information on how to view the live streams, either from each individual site or from the command center itself for this National Ghost Hunters Day. And then also, if that's not something you want to be interested in, which you should because it's going to be fantastic, it's so many different places, so many great places, you can go to our Facebook page at Keystone State Paranormal Society and watch our live stream as well. So,
well, thanks for listening, everyone, and hope everything's fine where you're at. And
everybody stay safe from the weather.
And Dave will have some surprises next Thursday, I'm sure.
So, and that's the worst part about having Cisco as a guest, is it goes by too quick. You could talk with her for hours. It's really an amazing thing. But we appreciate everybody who joined us. Look us up on Facebook and our website, www.qstheunknown.com. You can look up live paranormal podcasts on iTunes, and find us there as well. Have a great night, and thanks for tuning in.
Good night.